line backwards over the Earth's surface. Thick silver letters, edged with gold, rise over the curve of the planet and form the word Universal in front of the lit-up continents. Beneath it, in smaller letters, the Comcast Company. Words form in a wind chime hanging from the porch of a spooky cabin. Chiller Films. A silver logo on red reads Studio 71. A towering statue stands in darkness with its arched wings silhouetted against the night sky. A car approaches and its headlights illuminate the figure. It's a stone angel whose eyes are cast downwards. At the other end of the vast graveyard, a police officer waits by his squad car, watching the second vehicle pull in amongst the gravestones. Keeping one hand on his gun, the cop watches a man get out of the car.
Sheriff Boone.
The man wears a Stetson and ornate rings cover his knuckles.
Said you were the one to call.
He keeps his head down as he slinks past the cop. The man leads Sheriff Boone into an eerie church at the edge of the graveyard. Inside, they see a woman lying dead under debris. Boone swings his flashlight and sees more bodies covered with plastic sheeting. Up ahead, he watches the man in the Stetson calmly pass by a collection of spikes erected in the nave. Impaled on each one is a bloody goat head. Up on the stage, they see a circular insignia drawn on the ground in blood. The man passes an empty metal cage, then walks over to the body of a goat. He stretches out his hand and hovers his palm over the gaping wound on its belly. They see three goats alive in cages.
What are they? Cultists? Satanists?
Amateurs.
The man looks up. Sheriff Boone sees a set of bloody footprints leading away from the circle. He follows them with his flashlight beam and sees them turn abruptly, then climb a towering pillar. A shadowy figure then flutters past Boone.
Sheriff, I need your light.
What are you doing?
No wonder this didn't work.
What didn't work?
Well, they summoned something. But they couldn't hold it. Light, Sheriff. Light!
Boone's flashlight goes out. Boone drops to the ground with his jaw yanked out.
Well, that's not good.
The man in the Stetson turns to see a teenage girl cowering in the shadows.
Who are you?
It's all right. It's all right. Come here.
Well, you are something special. Those idiots didn't know what to do with you, did they? That's all right. It's okay. I know all about you. I know where you're from. I know what you need.
May I show you something? Don't be scared. Here.
A pretty crown for a pretty princess.
Hmm?
I want to help you. You.
He slides a cuff onto her ankle.
There. Now we can be friends.
The girl lunges forward, baring her blood-soaked teeth. The title appears in white lettering, Siren. In a two-story house, a young, dark-haired woman slams her dark-haired partner against a wall. Then she throws him down onto their bed.
Tell me what you want.
You know what I want.
Look at me.
She undoes his belt.
Look at me, slut.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Oh, no. Whatever. God, no,
sorry,
no. Hey,
no.
Hey, it's cool. It's fine.
No.
Slut is cool. Slut. I can slut. Okay, ready?
I don't know. Okay.
Take two.
Okay.
He tries to concentrate.
No. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's just like this is why we can't role play. You know, because, like, am I supposed to be me?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be...
You.
And you're, like, a slut, right? Sorry, I don't know. Can't we just be Jonah and Eva? Eva's who I want.
I know. I just wanted to make sure you remembered that this weekend.
I will. Of course I will.
You know I want you to have fun. I do. And strippers are one thing.
You said anything about strippers?
I did, and I say they're fine. Get some ones, some fives. But if you're girls through college, everybody wins. Just stay away from the seedy dives, yeah?
The seedy dives?
You know, the ones where the girls don't really want to be there.
Oh, God. Eva, no. I'm not into that kind of stuff. You know me.
I do. I also know your brother.
Heads up, pussies. We gotta lay down some ground rules, all right? Rule number one, no texting or calling girlfriends / fiancés once we make landfall, all right? It's dude time. We don't want anything getting back to the bride-to-be, all right? I've seen that shit happen, and it's brutal. Yo, earbuds out.
Oh, what's up?
Come on, man. All right, matter of fact, everyone give me their cell phones, all right?
He swerves.
Please, watch the road.
I got it. Relax. Relax, all right? I don't want you guys sending out any damn tweets. Get my main man in trouble over here while he's trying to get his freak on.
All right, rule number two. We say yes. We don't say maybe. We don't say, gee, I don't know, I've never... And we damn sure don't say no. We say yes to living. Yes to living it up. Do you feel me?
Yes.
Yes.
Gee, I don't know, I've never...
That's it.
Whatever happened to Vegas?
Vegas is shit, man. It's hot as balls and it smells like hot balls. Trust me, Garden City is where we want to be. See that?
That's the spot.
Hottest place on the East Coast, baby.
Let's light this up! Woo-hoo!
A woman slides clumsily down a pole.
This place sucks.
No, it's okay.
But she's wearing flip-flops.
I almost forgot. Got some groomsmen's gifts for you guys.
What?
Thanks for coming.
Such a Boy Scout.
Love you.
Classic Jonah, always prepared.
Oh, cool. You hate him.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
no.
You do.
No, you never know when you need to open a tiny bottle of beer.
Stop. You know what? We love them. Thank you, Jonah. Don't leave.
I love it, Jonah.
Oh.
Let's drink till they're hot.
A bored-looking stripper peels off her top, then drinks a customer's beer.
I know, man. It should have been you.
What? No. Hey, look. I wouldn't want the responsibility.
No, I want you to have it, man. You are my best man. You are. But see, like, this is the difference. Like, when I tell you that I had to pick Mac over you, you get it. But if I were to tell him, like, I'm picking you over my brother, he'd just never let it go.
It's fine. Who cares? How are you feeling? You ready for next week?
Oh, yeah. I feel... great. I mean, I'm not nervous, but then that kind of makes me nervous. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It's going to be fine, buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, big boy.
Hi.
How about a dance?
Oh, you know what? He would love one. I got it.
Okay.
Enjoy, my man.
Thank you. Oh, here? Okay.
She grinds on Jonah.
Yeah, it's just kind of like I'm not really feeling anything right now, but I feel like I should be feeling something, you know?
I guess so, yeah.
Like, what if I'm actually really nervous, but I put, like, all my emotions on mute or something just so I can get through it, and I wake up in, like a year or a month or something, and I realize that I'm trapped, and I just totally freak out.
No way, man. Eva's awesome. It's going to be great. You two are perfect for each other.
She's the best.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I love her.
Whoa. It's alcohol abuse, dude. Okay. Don't spill it.
The bartender.
Yo, brother. It's the climb.
Mac pulls out another credit card.
Use that one.
I'll take another one.
A customer.
Bullshit, isn't it?
Excuse me?
The club. I can read it on your face.
Yeah, well, stop reading my face. Sorry, it's just... You hear all these stories about Garden City. It's supposed to be the greatest underground party scene. Well, there's nothing here I couldn't see in Tampa. My baby brother's getting married next week, and I'm the best man, and I have to deliver.
I hear you.
Look, I know a place. I'm talking a place. This thing is dripping with pussy. The music's amazing. The vibe makes this place look like fucking Sunday school. I can probably get you in, but only if you and your boys are serious. Or you can stay here, drink that bottle, go home and pass out, and in your drunken dreams, maybe come close to things I've seen.
Mac.
A toast to Jonah. All right, man of the hour and lamb for the slaughter. He's younger than me. He's less handsome. Much thinner penis.
That's not true.
Don't interrupt.
It's not.
But in spite of all that, you're moving on up, man. And you're marrying up. God, she's got money. You're surpassing me, bro. You're making an honest woman out of Eva. And a man out of yourself.
Cheers.
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 Thank you. Yes, sir. And that concludes opening ceremonies.
What?
Oh, no.
Mac pulls out some magic mushrooms.
That's for you.
Shrooms.
Yep.
Like an old friend.
No. Yo.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Wow.
The guy from the bar.
See this white herb son of a bitch over here at the end of the bar? Says he can show us to the real Garden City.
That guy?
There's this club, man. It's very underground. He's going there now, and he says we can follow him.
No.
We don't say no. Rule number two, no no's. Rule number four, always trust a dude with a dick duster on his face like that, man.
It's a con.
You think so?
Yes. Then we vote. Look, if you guys came here with a matching set of sack, all right, and you came here to do what you came here to do, then you seize your destiny and you show your support and you gobble that mushroom down like a Mario brother.
All right? I already did mine.
Rant in.
I didn't say that, no. Actually, I'm kind of tired.
What? You can be tired when you're married. Eva's fat. How about it, Duncan?
I'm the designated driver.
Hey, we'll cab it. Don't worry about it.
I'm not leaving my car here in this shady-ass strip mall. As long as we get there in 30 minutes or so, we're fine.
All right. I'm in.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Attaboy.
I think I took two.
Jonah. Jonah.
Jonah.
Never
Jonah. Jonah.
Really?
Jonah.
Jonah eats a mushroom.
Boy.
They're now in Mac's car, following the man from the bar.
How far away is this place? You said it's hard to tell sometimes.
It's hard to tell? Why?
It moves.
The hell does that mean?
Hey, hold on. You got 10 minutes or so, man. Seen any colors yet?
I see red. Tail lights. And that's it. There's nothing else out here, man.
Bad idea, man.
Yeah, Mac, yes. Seriously, we should probably just turn around.
Oh, come on. Jonah is the man of the night. I think we should listen to Jonah. Jonah says go. So let's go.
He just said turn around.
No. Jonah said go. I'm speaking for Jonah. Jonah says go. Let's go.
We don't even know where this place
really,
is.
Really, man.
Whoa. He's turning. Follow him. Okay, right there. He's gonna kill us all out here, and it's gonna be your fault.
Just relax.
This guy has us on a dirt road, man.
Mac eyes the thick canopy of trees overhead.
Where the hell are we? I love it.
Well, we're out in the woods, that's for certain. Only good things happen in the woods. Everybody knows that.
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day happens in the woods.
What is this guy doing?
Okay, now he just turned off.
Just turned off, man. Don't lose him. Shit.
Oh, shit.
They see a large building nestled in swampland, with cars parked outside and floodlights illuminating its imposing facade. Sitting in the back seat of Mac's car, Jonah looks apprehensive as they pull up out front. Mac grins, then leads them all towards the house. They see flaming torches leading to the front door, and the man from the bar standing on the porch with an urn in one hand.
Welcome to 50 North, 40 West.
The door opens, revealing a woman in a tight black dress.
Are you guys coming?
After you.
The four men follow her inside and see more women in the grand hallway. The man from the bar is talking to a bouncer in a white mask.
Brought you some new friends. Boys, step inside.
As the men pass through a doorway, the mushrooms distort their vision. The dark doorway melts into a steep staircase lined with bare brick walls, which leads to a pitch-black hallway. At the end, two women open a curtain in front of them. Before them is a small strip club with scarlet-colored walls. Jonah and his groomsmen look dazed as they walk towards the stage, where a topless woman's performing in gold body paint. The men sit down at a table and watch the woman gyrate in front of them. Her hips are swathed in gold lamé, and the nipples on her curvaceous breasts are obscured by raised flowers, painted to match her skin. Jonah sees another girl in gold dancing for a customer. Then his vision distorts as he scans the room. He sees a man in military uniform with a gangrenous wound on his face, and a woman helping a one-armed man play cards. The bouncer is keeping watch with an equally muscle-bound colleague in an identical mask. On stage, the gold dancer locks eyes with Rand and bends down towards him, revealing stitches running from her mouth up to her cheeks. She pulls Rand's glasses off his nose, then puts them on and starts to dance. Rand stares at her and sees a spider on her skin, scuttling down towards her navel. The spider reaches her belly button, and Rand blinks hard, looking disoriented. Seeing his confusion, the dancer leans down and slides his glasses back onto his nose. The dancer's face warps as Rand looks through his lenses. Then she slowly walks off stage, leaving Rand looking stunned. Jonah looks over at Rand.
Hey. You all right, man?
I messed up, man. This place is messed up.
Yeah, it is.
Suddenly, the man from the church steps on stage with his Stetson replaced by a set of antlers. Accompanied by a young woman in a black mask, he stamps his foot and starts a slow clap.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some first-timers with us here tonight. They're here for a very special occasion, and that calls for some very special treatment. Ladies and gentlemen, put your paws together. Happy stag party! Jonah
looks over at Mac.
Did you set this up? Don't look at me, man.
No. Look at me. Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you so much for coming. I'm the proprietor. You can call me Nix. Coming up next, the lovely Miss Torrin! You boys, with me.
Nix leads them down a corridor lined with doors where screams can be heard.
So, Jonah, we have worlds of experiences here. What's your particular flavor of poison? Who's the best man?
Here.
What's he want?
Something wild.
Mm-hmm.
In private.
All right.
Yeah, but no sex.
No sex is in the act, and no sex is in no gender.
The act. He's getting married next week.
Got it. I'm just the thing. Gentlemen, come right on in. Make yourselves comfortable.
Well, money is no object.
Well, of course it is. That's all it is. And what are objects ultimately but worthless? But what in this world has worth? Experience! Experience! And experiences are what I deal in.
So you're saying there's no charge?
Now, did I say that? All right. You ready to do this?
Sure.
All right. No. This is just for Jonah. This is a private show. The more men in the room, the more diluted the experience.
Hmm? I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Are you married yet?
Mm-mm.
Are you married?
No.
Not yet, technically. So do it for us. Do it for me.
Yeah, what do you say? They buy the ticket. You take the ride.
Jonah takes off his jacket.
Huh? Hold this for me.
Yeah.
Hey. Keep your pants on.
Yeah.
You ready for a peek behind door number one? And away we go. Have fun.
Nix closes the door behind Jonah, who finds himself in a deserted hallway. Jonah walks slowly along the corridor, then sees a door lying ajar. At eye height, a brass sign on the upper panel reads Audience. Jonah steps inside and sees a small square window on the far wall. He steps towards it and peers through the glass. Suddenly, a young woman with long dark hair leaps up from the other side and presses her face to the window. The woman, Lily, slides her hands down the glass. Lily's young and attractive, and her big brown eyes gaze at him through the glass. Jonah stares at her, then watches her slowly back away from the window.
Can you see me?
Jonah sits down in front of the window and watches her disappear into the shadows. A bartender in jean shorts and a blue wig joins Nix and Jonah's groomsmen.
Now we talk payment. I want the fondest memory of your mother from each of you. All of you. Now you give me that, and Jonah will have a night he will never forget.
I'm sorry. You want us to tell you about the best time that we have with our mothers?
No, I want the memory of it. Now, it won't take but a moment. And the most beautiful part about it is you won't even miss it. You can't miss a memory you can't even remember now, can you?
That's right.
Do we have a deal?
Deal.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. All right, gentlemen. I'm gonna need you all to look at your shoes.
What?
Look at your shoes.
What am I looking for?
Go on. Look at your shoes.
Rand stares at Nix.
Look down.
Rand reluctantly bows his head.
Look down and think of Mother.
Rand concentrates hard. Then Nix claps his hands.
And we're done.
That's it?
That's it! Paid in full. Go on. Go have a great evening. Come on, get out of here. Scat!
Can I get a receipt or something?
Get the fuck out!
Okay.
In the dark audience room, Jonah watches Lily walk towards the window.
I'm sorry, am I supposed to do something?
Oh, Jonah watches, mesmerized, as Lily sings from behind the glass with her eyes locked on his. Jonah stares at her, slack-jawed, and his heart rate begins to increase. Captivated by her song, he begins to drool, then his eyelids flutter closed. Jonah leans back, then he's transported to a car where he's being straddled by a young, attractive woman.
My parents are asleep.
Jonah runs his palms across her bare breasts, then she unbuttons his fly. The girl rocks on top of him for a few moments, then she morphs into an older blonde woman lying underneath Jonah in a king-size bed. The woman cries out, leaning back into the pillow. Then she's sprayed with water from a shower head. Jonah's now in a shower with a smiling woman with long dark hair. He soaps her breasts, then finds himself in bed with Eva riding on top of him.
Eva.
Jonah sees flashes of all his sexual encounters. Then he gasps and grips the window frame in the shadowy room. Jonah stumbles out into the hallway and falls to the floor, looking dazed. In the strip club, a woman throws her head back and laughs, watched by figures in dark masks. At the bar, Jonah's groomsman, Elliot, is ordering a drink from the woman in the blue wig.
Hit me. We are paid in full. Okay? Or one of them warm drinks right there.
It's a leech.
Leech drink. That's scaring me. Okay? If I don't like it, my funeral.
The blue-haired bartender smirks, then mixes up a drink. She drops a leech into the dark liquid and puts the glass down in front of Elliot.
What do you call this?
Murder.
Hmm? Cheers.
Elliot swallows it, including the leech.
Nicely done, Duncan!
Max slaps Elliot's back. Then he sees a black insignia on Elliot's neck.
Dude, are you tatted up?
What?
No, I'm not tatted up.
No, right here. I haven't seen that before.
Hey, wait. Got one too. Did you do this?
What's the matter? You don't remember?
In the hallway, Jonah eases himself up to stand. Jonah starts off slowly along the hallway. Then he hears a voice call out behind him.
Don't go.
Hello?
Jonah walks towards a smaller, padlocked door.
Did you say something?
He examines the padlock and sees it secured to a bolt on the side of the door.
Oh, shit.
Hi, can you hear me?
Jonah hurries back into the audience room.
Hey, are you okay in there? Do they have you locked up? Can you get out?
A little high, this might be a stupid question. Are you okay in there? Where are you?
Jonah stares through the window, then backs away and heads for the door.
Shit.
Inside the club, a woman in bondage ropes is being whipped on stage.
Whoa! Dude.
Elliot suddenly vomits at the bar.
Bro. Sorry. It's cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
Happens to the best of us, man.
Didn't mean to.
It's fine. It's cool.
Didn't mean to.
It's
let's get some cleaned up, dude.
Elliot screams at the bartender in the blue wig.
Whoa.
Hey.
Then one of the security guards in a mask shoves him into Mac's arms. Mac and Rand guide Elliot to a chair. Then Rand turns, hearing the screams of the woman on stage. Jonah hurries over to their table and grabs Rand's shoulder.
We have overstayed our welcome.
I need you to come with me.
What?
Come with me.
What happened back there, man?
Is he all right?
Oh, he puked.
All right, take him to the car, get it started, be ready to go.
What?
Just trust me.
What's going on?
I'm about to do something really stupid.
Jonah leads Rand along the corridor.
Are you sure you know where we're going?
Yeah, I counted the doors.
Rand sees a man praying in front of a 50-something woman in a nightgown. Jonah and Rand hide.
I got kind of lucky there.
I get four outs, right? One for each of the boys I brought in. New fish.
Hey, you be sure to tell them thank you for me.
Let me see my baby again.
The man from the bar walks by.
Jonah, what is going on?
There's a girl.
What?
In the booth. She's locked up.
No, locked in. So guys can't get to her, right?
Look, come on, man. Elliot's sick. I'm seeing some
really weird shit.
Give me your knife.
Why?
Just give it to me.
Jonah, stop.
This is like sex trafficking or something. Yeah. I mean, of course, Mac would bring us to a place with sex trafficking.
You had sex with her?
No.
Then what happened?
I don't know, really. She sang.
What?
She sang. Okay, just give me the knife.
In Mac's car.
This is ridiculous. What are they doing?
I killed her.
Who did you kill, buddy?
I don't know. I don't know who she was. She was young.
Mac eyes Elliot.
What are they putting in that drink?
Memories.
Rand to Jonah.
What if you're right? What if it is sex traffickers, huh? And you know the type of people you don't want to mess with? It's sex traffickers. That's who, Jonah. All right, and they're going to know that it's you. That Nick's guy, he'll know.
We can't leave her here.
What can't we make an anonymous phone call?
Look, I think she needs help, man. Like now and not later.
This is crazy.
Isn't that what tonight's about? Right? It's like the last hurrah for crazy, right? We say yes. Okay, tonight we say yes. Got it.
Jonah uses his Swiss Army knife to undo the padlock. Then he and Rand watch the door slide open. Lily steps out into the corridor, naked, wide-eyed, and with a metal cuff around her ankle.
Yes. Hello, we're here to rescue you.
Hi.
Oh.
Hey, you okay?
You want my shirt? Here you go.
Jonah, come on, we need to leave.
Hang on. Here you go. Take this.
Jonah helps her into his white button-down shirt.
There you go. There you go. You're fine.
Hi.
My name's Jonah, and this is Rand. We can take you out of here if you want to go. Do you want to go?
Come on, let's go.
In slow motion, Jonah, Rand, and Lily race along the hallway. Jonah holds Lily's hand, and Rand follows behind them as they round a corner, then sprint past doorway after doorway. They keep going through the maze of hallways, turning each corner and finding themselves in another similarly decorated corridor. Disoriented, they all stop at the end of one passageway, and Jonah looks around, wondering which way to turn.
Which way?
I don't don't remember.
I thought you said you wanted to do it.
It wasn't like this before.
Chris, we're back here, Jonah. Take it away.
I don't know.
Jesus.
They follow Lily into another hallway where they see a young girl in a nightgown walking away. Suddenly, one of the masked bouncers grabs Rand from behind.
Hey, look, it's cool, man. We're trying to find a way out of here. Can you help us find a way out of here?
The bouncer has a knife.
Look, you don't have to do this.
Take her, Jonah, run!
The bouncer slashes Jonah's arm. Then Rand stabs him with his Swiss Army knife. As he brawls with Rand, Lily grabs a ring of keys from the bouncer's belt, and her and Jonah make a run for it. Rand cowers on the ground, and the huge bouncer picks up his knife. Lily drags Jonah into a candlelit restroom and pulls him into a cubicle. While he catches his breath, she uses one of the keys to open her ankle cuff.
What are you doing? Stop, don't come and worry about that later, please.
Fine.
What?
Fine.
She undoes the lock and the cuff falls. Hearing a noise, Lily clamps her hand over Jonah's mouth. Moments later, the masked bouncer creeps into the restroom, holding the knife out in front of him. While Jonah keeps his eye on the door, Lily clambers up the wall of the cubicle. Jonah peers through a gap in the door and sees the bouncer stepping towards the cubicles. He braces himself, then realizes Lily's no longer behind him. He looks up to see her perched on top of the stall. Then she dives on top of the bouncer. Watching through the gap in the door, Jonah sees Lily gnawing at the bouncer's neck. The bouncer sinks down onto the floor, losing blood. Then Lily grabs hold of his genitals and starts to pull. Jonah looks horrified as Lily yanks the bouncer's penis from his body and discards it on the floor. He eases open the cubicle door and sees she has a long, slender tail that whips back and forth as she feasts on the bouncer's body. While she's distracted, Jonah slides himself along the wall of cubicles. He braces himself as he passes behind her and crouches down to dodge her sweeping tail. He sees the bouncer's blood-spattered mask lying on the tile floor. Then Lily suddenly raises her head. She looks up and sees Jonah sprinting out of the restroom. He races out into the corridor and hears some loud moaning. In another room, Jonah sees figures in black hoods surrounding a couple having sex on the floor. He hurries away and runs into another hooded figure. Jonah heads off in the other direction, eventually emerging in the strip club. The blue-haired woman sees him and signals to another bouncer. The bouncer leaves the bar and finds Nyx.
What?
The bouncer removes his mask, and Nyx looks surprised to see his nondescript face and furrowed brow. Elsewhere in the maze of hallways, Rand crawls out of a doorway and struggles to his feet. Outside, Mac and a vacant-looking Elliot are waiting in the car.
What is taking so long?
We should go back inside.
They said to meet us here.
Where's Rand?
He was with you.
We got separated.
What the hell happened?
Dude, there's a girl in the back. She was locked up, so we let her out. You know, she was there against her will.
Elliot laughs as people run from the building, screaming.
Okay, we're out of here, man.
We gotta wait for Rand. Right?
We gotta wait for Rand. Mac, we gotta wait for Rand. Wait, Matt! There he is!
Rand dives into the car.
Go!
No, you
laughing about?
Is that your blood?
This is fucked. This is fucked.
They speed along the road.
What the hell is going on?
Where's the girl? She's not a girl. What? She's not a girl, man. She's something else.
Like a transsexual? That could be cool.
No!
Hey, what do you mean something else?
Something swoops down and snatches Elliot from the car. Then they crash into a tree.
Is everyone okay?
A jacket lands on the hood.
That's my jacket.
Hey, it's Elliot.
Elliot! He's alive! He's alive! Elliot!
They get out of the car and see Lily dragging Elliot behind a tree. She kills Elliot.
There's a car coming! Get him, get him, get him!
I'll flag him,
I'll flag him! Hey! Hey, help! Please stop! Hey.
The driver runs Rand over.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
They're coming back!
Let's go! Everybody's dying!
Let's not! Come on!
Mac and Jonah run into the forest. Then the car pulls up to Mac's smoldering vehicle, and Nix gets out. He eyes the empty car, then frowns at the bouncer who's with him.
Damn it.
Rand's under the car.
We're gonna need that boy now.
Luckily, we have something that's his. Under the C-A-R.
They crouch down and see Rand underneath.
Oh. Well, hey there.
Lightning crackles on the horizon, illuminating the night sky. Jonah's walking through the thick forest, tapping his cell phone, with Mac following behind him.
Wait, where are we going? You don't know either.
We're going this way, Mac. Okay, so I can get a signal on my phone and I can call the police, so I can tell them that two of my friends are dead.
We don't know if that one guy's actually dead.
One guy? His name is Rand, man. Rand. He's been my best friend for like 15 years. You don't even know his name.
Yeah, I do. And Rand might not be dead.
Something's watching them.
That one guy might not be dead. Wow.
I'm trying to help.
Oh, well, thank you, Mac. Thank you so much for your help. This has been so much fun. Thank you for taking your dick out and swinging it all over in front of everybody. And thanks for getting two of my actual friends killed, too. Thank you for that.
I didn't tell you to mess with anything. I didn't tell you to let anyone out of any booth.
Wait, shut up.
What is that?
The trees rustle overhead.
Run.
As they run away, Jonah trips over a tree branch and falls to the ground.
Shit!
You okay?
Jonah stands up.
Come on. That smells like shit.
They're in a swamp.
Hold on. It's quicksand.
It's not quicksand.
I'm about to lose my shoe.
Come on.
What does she want?
Me. When I let her out of that booth, she sniffed me. That's why she took Elliot, because he's wearing my jacket.
Why don't you lose your clothes then? Come on, dude.
Stop it.
It's not the first time I've seen your dick.
It's not the clothes, you dumbass. The clothes smell like me.
Jonah reaches down and begins covering himself in mud.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Great idea. Shit. What the shit?
Jonah and Mac lie down in the swamp, and Jonah shushes Mac. Jonah and Mac trade terrified looks as the grasses rustle overhead, and Lily stalks towards them. Lily walks naked through the swamp, getting closer. Lying in the mud, Jonah tenses up as she plants her bare foot down inches away from him. Her other foot follows, and she squelches her way across the mud without seeing them. Jonah and Max stay put until the sound of her footsteps recedes. Then they slowly stand up and look around the moonlit swampland.
Let's get back to the road. If we follow it, we can find someplace.
How's your ankle? Can you walk?
No, but I can run.
Rands in restraints, with the bouncer gripping his shoulders. Nix walks in and takes off his Stetson.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
Nix removes his glasses and looks Rand up and down. Seated in a chair with clamps around his wrists and ankles, Rand has a black eye and a deep scratch on his lower lip.
Who are you?
What?
Who are you?
Rand. Wilson. Rand Wilson.
Who are you? Rand Wilson.
I'm nobody.
No,
okay, I'm
that's
nobody.
Who you're going to be if you don't answer my questions. What do you want with the Lilith? Who hired you? Was it that little prick shaman down in Panama City?
No.
Was it him?
No, no. What? I don't know anything about that, okay? I told you. It was our friend, Jonah. Okay, it was his bachelor party. Yeah. And the man there, he brought us here. We followed him.
You caught it all with good memories, so your friend Jonah could have spent some time with one of my star attractions. That's great. So why did he let her go?
I don't know. Okay, I don't. He thought that you had her locked up in there.
Oh, I did have her locked up in there for some very good reasons, as you have seen.
Mac and Jonah run out of the forest and see a diner up ahead. Jonah limps up to the door, throws it open, and sees two police officers inside.
Oh, thank God.
Hey, you okay, son?
No, I'm not okay. No,
his friends, our friends are dead.
Someone follow me. All right, hold on now. Who's following you?
We went to this club in the swamp, and
it's to be 50-something.
This guy...
Hey, why don't you get these boys some water? All right, just catch your breath. Breathe. All right?
The other officer turns to make a phone call, revealing an insignia on the back of his neck. The blue-haired woman approaches the room Rand's being held in. Nix turns.
We're busy.
Found him. A couple cops picked him up at a diner on the edge of town.
Well, what do you know about that?
Take him to the church. Make everything ready. So that's really it? Huh? That's all of it?
Mm-hmm.
Just some failed knight in shining armor bit?
Yes, I swear to God, that's it. That's it, yes.
Nix has a knife.
Well, that does make things easier.
No, God, no, please wait. Please don't.
I wouldn't move if I was you.
Now, you know, I think you owe my associate Barry here an apology. Because of your friend's thoughtless actions, he now has a very deep personal family tragedy to deal with.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Tell him!
I'm sorry. Please. I want to leave. I want to go home. I'm so sorry.
We both know your brother is irreplaceable. Don't blame the Lilith. Blame them.
No, please. No, I said I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please. I want to go home. What is he doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
He's gonna hurt you for a while, and I'm gonna watch.
I told you everything I know, okay?
I believe you. I know.
Barry rests a crowbar on Rand's knee.
Please stop.
But you boys stuck your hand in the fire tonight, and it is my right to see you get burned.
Why? I don't.
Why? Because you messed with the wrong motherfucker.
No.
Barry shatters Rand's kneecap. Jonah's talking to the cops.
But she took off into the woods. I don't know where she went.
Oh, but you guys got away.
Yeah, well, we found the road. This was the first place that we saw.
All right, are you boys on something?
No.
Yes, we absolutely are. Not. Please take me to the station. Just get me out of here, please.
Whoa, Jonah. Come on, man. No, come on.
I said take him to the church.
Wait, who said that? Who said that? Wait.
Max sees the symbol on the cop's neck.
They work for him! Hey!
The cop maces Mac. Outside, the other officer hustles Jonah to his squad car. Then they see Lily walking towards them. Captivated by her song, the cop lets go of Jonah. Jonah hurries around the squad car, pulls some earphones from his pocket, and puts them in. Jonah looks up and sees Lily pounce on the police officer and pin him to the ground. Jonah sees her bite into his neck. Then he limps back towards the diner. The other officer aims his weapon at Jonah, but Lily breaks down the door and attacks him. Jonah crawls away, then turns around to see the officer's limp body flying across the diner. Jonah scurries across the diner and hurls himself over the counter to take shelter. Moments later, the officer's body's thrown over and lands just feet away from him. As the muffled commotion begins to fade, Jonah uses the key on the dead officer's belt to undo his handcuffs. Lily then leaps over the counter and says something to Jonah. Her teeth are long and pointed, and the lower half of her face is covered with blood. She pulls out his earphones.
I like you.
Jonah darts into the diner's kitchen and makes for another door, but Lily pushes through from the other side. They land on the ground with the door between them, and Lily licks the glass window over Jonah's face. He gets up and throws a shelving unit into her path, but her long, gnarled nails reach through. Jonah makes it to the back door, limps around the side of the diner, and knocks on the front window.
Mac! Mac!
A dazed, bleeding Mac sees Lily pounce on Jonah. He gets to his feet and sees wings extend from her body as she flies off with Jonah in her clutches. Mac hurries out of the diner and watches Jonah scream and struggle as Lily drags him up into the sky. They disappear from Mac's view and he looks around, stunned.
Holy shit.
From Jonah's perspective, high in the air, he sees a river bending through the swampland below. Finally, Lily drops him, and he lands with a thump on a patch of grass. Jonah looks up to see Lily slowly walking towards him. She kicks him into a deep trench, but Jonah climbs out. Lily leaps acrobatically onto his back and pins him to the grass. Lily grabs hold of Jonah's ankle, then throws him back down into the trench. Lily leaps down to join him. Then she reaches down to undo his belt.
Wait, stop. No, please.
Seeing Lily's anger building, Jonah gives in and keeps still. Lily pulls down his pants and underwear. Then she tosses Jonah down onto the ground in the trench. Jonah cowers in the fetal position. Then Lily starts to sing. Jonah goes limp, hypnotized by her song, and Lily turns him over onto his back. She sits on top of him and reaches down to stroke his face. Jonah looks up at her. Then Lily's face becomes Eva's, with a wedding veil pinned to her hair.
Eva. Eva.
Jonah sees Eva riding on top of him, gasping with pleasure and throwing her head back. Transported back to his sunlit bedroom, Jonah moans and grips Eva's hips as he makes love to her on crisp white sheets. Eva pulls her wedding veil over her face. Then Jonah sees Lily's eyes peeking through. He comes to in the trench and sees Lily's distorted face bearing down on him. Lily gnashes her pointed teeth and snarls at Jonah. As she rocks on top of him, her long tail whips behind her and she shakes her long, blood-soaked brown hair. Growing frantic, Jonah raises his head and sees the end of Lily's tail swell into a phallic-looking shape. Lily's tail curves, guiding the phallic end between Jonah's legs. As it enters him, Jonah and Lily both cry out. Wandering through the swamp, Mac hears the screams.
Jonah!
The bartender in the blue wig.
Wow. You guys really did a number on him.
I want all of it. Every blow, every scream, every drop of piss in his pants. Let's give Jonah something to really think about.
You got it.
The bartender peels off her wig, and squirming leeches extend from her bald head. Nix looks down at Rand, who's still in restraints.
Rand. Look down. Now bear with us. In a moment, you won't even recall the worst.
The bartender removes one of the leeches and inserts it into the symbol on Rand's neck. Rand gasps, then his face abruptly relaxes.
Got it.
The bartender picks up a glass jar filled with cloudy liquid and a single leech. She pulls the leech out of Rand's neck, shows it to Nix, then she drops it into the jar and closes it up.
See that he gets it. Don't leave until you're sure he has.
Lying in the trench, Jonah hears his cell phone ringing. Jonah looks over at Lily, who's purring in her sleep with her arm slung over his chest. He carefully peels her arm away, then gathers up his clothes and his cell phone and climbs out of the trench. As soon as he's out, Jonah pulls his cell phone to his ear.
Eva.
Shit, I shouldn't have called. I interrupted your party.
No. I actually really need to hear your voice right now.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's stupid.
I had this dream that I couldn't find you, and then when I woke up, you weren't here, and I even got up and went to look for you in the kitchen.
To you right now too. I don't know if I can right now.
Hello?
Can you hear me? You're breaking up. Listen. Something happened. Elliot, he's dead. And Rand.
Are you there? Hello.
Damn it. Eva, listen to me. Listen, I don't know if you can hear me, but. My phone's about to die, and I just want to tell you that I love you. I love you so much.
That's scary. What did you do?
Nothing. No. I just really wanted to say it. There's no place in the world I'd rather be than home with you right now. Yeah.
Hey there.
Hello?
Jonah bows his head and starts to cry. Jonah regains his composure and glances back towards the trench. Then he gathers up his clothes and gets to his feet. He makes his way through the trees, still limping on his injured ankle, and looks around, listening out for signs of life. Jonah keeps walking until he finds himself at the edge of the forest and sees a neon sign up ahead that reads Thunderbird Inn. He quickens his pace and limps across the grassy verge, heading for the motel. Looking exhausted, he finally lets himself into his room. He hurries to the sink and leans down to drink from the faucet. After quenching his thirst, Jonah realizes he's standing on plastic sheeting, and the blue-haired bartender is sitting in his room.
Rough May?
Get the hell out of here!
Brought you a drink.
I'm not thirsty.
I'm not patient. I was supposed to be off work 2 hours ago. So are you gonna drink that or not? Because if not, I'm supposed to kill you.
Okay. All right.
The bartender aims her gun at Jonah and watches him drink the liquid from the glass jar, including the leeches.
Good boy.
Jonah suddenly finds himself inside Rand's memory and sees Nick standing in front of him. Barry busts Rand's kneecap and Jonah cries out in pain.
Could you mess with the wrong motherfucker?
No, wait, please!
Jonah. There you are. Hi, Jonah. Well, as you can feel, or remember feeling, I've obviously put Rand into a great deal of pain. Now, he's not dead, not yet, but that can change. And will, if we can't make a deal. So, you have my girl, and I obviously have your man, so let's make a trade. No games, no tricks. Everybody can walk away with what they want. My associate will give you all the details, and I'll be seeing you soon. Toodaloo.
Jonah comes to in his motel room.
He wants to make a trade.
It's your choice, man. I'm just the messenger.
But that girl, I don't have her. She's not with me.
She's following you. Taking you to him is as good as taking her.
Jonah struggles to his feet, then looks the bartender in the eye.
Then take me to him.
Yes, sir.
In the trench, Lily opens her eyes. She sees Jonah's no longer beside her. Then she quickly gets up. A set of headlights illuminate the stone angel at the edge of the graveyard. The bartender in the blue wig drives to the entrance to the church with Jonah in her passenger seat.
Tick-tock, Jonah. Your old friend's inside, and I don't want to be here when the new one shows up.
Jonah walks into the church and finds Nyx inside, accompanied by silent observers in black hoods and cloaks.
My, my. Hell is empty and the devils are all here. You look horrible.
Where's Rand?
No hello, no nothing. Rude. Come on, I'll take you to him. So she didn't catch you? She did! Well, you don't look too worse for wear, that's something. I mean, she likes you. That means you've been chosen. You know they make for life. We'll use that.
You didn't have to hurt Rand. You could have just brought me here.
No, I didn't have to. I was willing to, and I did. Don't forget that. Just do what you're told, Jonah. And you'll be banging away at Mrs. Jonah by supper time tomorrow. Defy me, and your boy Rand gets a bullet in the brain he'll be thinking about forever.
Nyx hands Lily's ankle cuff to Jonah.
What is this?
Think of it like a shock collar for dogs, except for her kind. Helps prevent incidents like this evening, keeps her in line, makes her more susceptible to suggestion. No, that's for you. You're going to put it on her.
Me?
Yes, you.
Why do you think I brought you here? She and I have a complicated history. Besides, you're probably the only one she trusts enough to let get close.
Magic?
Sure. Magic. Like everything else, people like you will just never understand. Now, when our little transaction is complete, you and Mr. Gimpy are free to go. Don't worry.
Jonah sees Rand tied up.
Rand! God, Rand! Are you all right? I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry. You did it.
What did you do?
What's up?
Jonah?
What did you do to me?
Rand looks dazed and vacant.
Listen to me. I'm going home to Eva, and I'm taking you with me, all right?
Nix turns, and Barry raises his weapon as Lily flies towards the church and bursts through a window. Nix hums as he plugs up his ears. Dun, 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 dun. The lights go out. Barry fires into the darkness, and his shots briefly illuminate Lily's snarling face. Suddenly, Nix grabs Jonah.
What are you doing?
Lily!
The lights go on, and Nix turns to see Lily retracting her wings behind him.
Come on, Lily.
There's a circle of ceremonial candles between them.
Stay in the center. Come on. That was the only time ago. Lily, stand in the center or he dies. Come on now. That's right. There we go.
Lily steps into the circle.
I'm much younger than it. Made it a lot easier. You're up.
Nix throws Jonah into the circle, then steps back. Barry keeps his gun trained on Lily, who hisses at the metal cuff in Jonah's hand. Lily looks down quizzically as Jonah inches towards her ankle, holding out the cuff.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You came here for me and it was a trap. I didn't know what you were. But he was. I just want to go home. Do you?
She's a killer, Jonah. You know that. Now put her back where she belongs. She belongs to me. Do it now.
How about we go home? Both of us. To our own homes. And we just leave it at that.
You're wasting time. Do it. Do it now!
Okay.
Lily nods, and Jonah lets the cuff fall out of his hands. Turning quickly, Lily leaps out of the circle and tackles Barry as he fires his gun at her. The lights suddenly go out, and Lily runs away from Barry, who keeps firing. Lily keeps running, and Nix kicks Jonah to the ground.
You! We are gonna try.
Mac appears behind Nix and hits him.
Good to see you, shit tits. Get the fuck out of here.
You alright?
Yeah. Here, take this.
Cart ran loose.
Jonah uses Mac's Swiss Army knife to cut Rand's restraints.
Come on.
Down in the crypt, Barry turns on the light attached to his rifle. He swings the beam across the bare brick walls, while in the shadows, Lily bares her pointed teeth. Barry sees a figure standing up in the darkness and turns abruptly, aiming his gun. The light reveals only a headless statue. Then Barry looks down to see Lily's long tail winding its way around his ankle. Barry fires his gun as Lily pulls him to the ground. The bullets startle Mac up above, then Nyx stabs him.
Jerk is free.
Nyx removes his earplugs.
What? You jerk. Piece of shit.
In the crypt, Lily begins feasting on a still screaming Barry, and up above, Jonah hacks at Rand's restraints.
Come on, Joe. Don't go anywhere.
Mac grabs Nyx's ankle. Nyx cuts Mac's throat. Nyx strides towards Jonah and Rand, brandishing his knife. Then he stops in his tracks, hearing Lily's song.
Rand, cover your ears.
Cover your ears!
Jonah and Rand both cover their ears. Nyx grimaces, then his body turns around involuntarily. Lily stands in front of him, singing and whipping her tail. Then the knife falls out of Nyx's hand. Nyx staggers towards Lily and shakes his fists, trying to resist. Immediately in front of Lily, Nyx drops to his knees. She reaches down and lifts his chin, forcing him to look her in the eye. Her long tail swipes the air behind her. Then she closes her mouth and stops singing. Lily rams the end of her tail into Nyx's mouth and drives it through his skull.
It's okay.
Jonah gets to his feet and looks at Lily. She stands back, watching him as he hurries over to the stage, where Mac's lying face down. Jonah puts his arms around Mac's lifeless body and starts to cry.
Thank you.
Jonah supports Rand as they hurry through a tarp, heading for the exit. Then Lily appears behind them.
It's okay.
Jonah pulls back the tarp and sees Lily standing on the other side with her tail now retracted. She runs towards him and jumps into his arms. They kiss for a moment, then Lily pulls away. Lily frowns, looking emotional. Then she turns around, extends her wings, and flies away. Jonah turns around, looking dazed. Dawn is breaking as Jonah and Rand emerge from the church. Sweaty and covered in blood and bruises, they support each other as they ease themselves down the front steps. High above, Lily's perched on a ledge, looking wistful as she watches them go. Later, Jonah limps his way towards home and opens a side door. Eva runs to him and wraps her arms around him.
Jonah.
In Eva's arms, Jonah closes his eyes, looking relieved. Now, a photograph from Jonah and Eva's wedding stands in a gold frame in their living room. Eva picks up a glass of champagne and shouts upstairs.
Honey, let's get this special night started. I'm sleepy.
Some of us had to wake up at 6.
Jonah tenses, hearing Lily's song somewhere outside. He looks out of the window, then turns to see a woman in shadow in the doorway. Lightning illuminates the room, and she's revealed as Eva, striking a seductive pose.
Happy anniversary.
Jonah closes the blind, and he and Eva sink onto the bed. On top of him, Eva kisses Jonah's neck, and he reaches over to switch out the light, but instead knocks it onto the floor. As more lightning strikes, he sees flashes of Eva's face as they make love. Later, Jonah turns on the other bedside light and strokes Eva's back as she sleeps with her face turned away. Jonah gets up and smiles to himself as he leaves the bedroom and heads downstairs. The storm continues to rage outside, illuminating the house with every bolt of lightning. Jonah treks down the winding staircase, then walks into the kitchen and opens up the refrigerator. He takes out a can, then walks out into the living room. He opens the can, then it falls out of his hands as he sees Eva lying asleep on the couch.
Eva. When did you come down here?
Terrified, Jonah hears Lily's footsteps on the stairs. He darts back into the kitchen and pulls a knife out of the knife block. Lily approaches him, then Eva coughs. Lily turns and sniffs inquisitively as she steps towards Eva. Jonah creeps behind her, holding out the knife. Then he suddenly stops and places the knife down on the floor. Lily turns and strokes Jonah's face, smiling.
What are you doing here? That's Eva. My wife.
Eva opens her eyes and sees Lily. Lily turns and pounces on Eva, throwing her over the couch.
I'll go! I'll go! Please, just don't hurt her. I'll go. I'll go.
Lily grabs Jonah by the neck and drives him out through the French doors. Her wings extend, and Eva screams down below as Lily carries Jonah into the night sky. Audio description created by SDI Media, written by Lindsay West, narrated by Diane Perry. Credits appear in white on black, directed by Greg Bishop, written by Ben Collins and Luke Petrowski, based on a short film by David Bruckner and Nicholas Tikoski. Producers Gary Binko, Jude S. Walco, and Brad Miska. Jonah, Chase Williamson. Lily, Hannah Fearman. Mr. Nix, Justin Welburn. Rand, Hayes McCure. Mac, Michael Aaron Milligan. 50 North 40 West Bartender, Brittany Hull. Elliot, Randy McDowell. Eva, Lindsay Garrett. Other credits follow in a rolling scroll.